Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We have a great show for you today. You know, it's kind of interesting. I am so fascinated by what Tammy has created here. Tammy Billups is joining me here today. You know, it's so good that we've been doing this for 20 years together, right, Benny? And Jacob, of course, gets to share in all the fun.
Yeah, he's the youngster. He's the rookie.
He's a youngster.
Nah, but he's all in now.
But you never know. That was so interesting to have the player play during the show. And what I love about it is that it didn't matter if it was today or 20 years ago, I would have handled it the same way. Because there's one thing I love about this, and that is when you know you're on point, when you know that there's something happening in your life and there is a direction that seems to show up, the question mark really then becomes, what's going to get you off your game? What's going to get you pull you off your life's purpose? What's going to help you stay on that life's purpose? What's going to help you move forward? And one of the things we've had in 20 years, we've seen it all pretty much. This was a new one on me, though. So this must be our brand new spanking new player, which somehow operates that I don't know how. But here's what I love about this. In the world we live in, how do we usher in the consciousness that allows us to have something like that happen and still laugh about it? And yet at the same time, know what you're doing is you're looking at people. And as I was saying before, my very special guest today joining me here, Tammy Billups. You think about what Tammy has done and the pathway that she's carved out. And I have to ask myself this question, really, which is, how does one get to be on that pathway? How do you get to be who she is? And today, what we're talking about is animal way showers. What are they? Here's what I know, and I'm going to have her address it. I grew up in New York, and you've heard me talk about a lot. Signs, things that have happened to me along the way of my life. Almost every one of them had to do with some animal. So for example, imagine being this kid in the Bronx and somehow your dad gives you an opportunity to go ride a horse at Van Cortlandt Park. That is like in the Bronx. And you are so drawn to this creature outside of the project you live in, outside of it, but you're so drawn to this creature, you cannot explain it, that on your birthday, in like a -5 degree day, you can't go ride. And you're like 5 years old, too young to even be riding, but my dad used to pay everybody off. But you insist and you pout. And you've got your little outfit on and you're jumping up and down till finally your dad makes a few phone calls and off you go. And you step on these steps that you have to step on if you're like a little person, and you get on this majestic creature and it's so cold and there's smoke. You can feel that air coming from your mouth and the horse. And for 10 minutes, you're walking around. You're not really riding because they ain't going to let you ride, but you're walking around. And I could still hear the cobblestone. I can still hear it today. But what is it about this experience that many of us have? Does it have to be a horse? What is it that is showing the way? And how do these experiences get us to where we are today? How did they get us to the place that we need to be? How do they take us on the journey that gets us to understand and appreciate that our animal friends in our life can show us the way? And Tammy, that's what you're doing today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pass. So happy to be here. And I love your horse story.
You know, can't explain it, but horses became a guide for me. And I didn't understand any of it. And you know, look, let's talk about where we are today and how we can help people, because we need something different. We need something new. We need a guidepost. We need something that people can touch upon to help them move forward now. And if there was ever a time in my lifetime that we needed this message, it's now. Because we are not making sense of the world. We're not making sense of what we just spent 3 years going through. You know, we're trying to find our way. We're attempting to operate in this human skin, but yet we're being called to raise a higher level of vibration and consciousness, even here for me, you know, the network and what we're doing. Hence, enter Tammy Billups.
Dun, dun, dun. Well, you know, that's what the animals are doing. I mean, what you experience with the horse, I mean, this is millions and millions of animals do this for people and children. I mean, they're responsible for emotional development of children because they're maybe the first beings that have shown, you know, a child what it's really like to be seen and know that you matter and know that you're loved just as you are, no matter yeah. what you say or do. It's incredible.
Yeah. Look, you, I think I've read all your books. I think I have them all. I mean, pretty much if you came into my house, you'd see them, because there's always been this touch of our animal friends for me. And, you know, maybe for some people, if you grew up here, like if you grew up in a burb, let's say, or you grew up where, oh my God, I saw my friendly lizard today, right? But there's an acute level of awareness, I think, that I had at a very young age. Mm-hmm. Yet, being understand the message, being understand the guidepost, that's what this book is about, isn't it, though?
It really is. It's really about showing people, showing humanity what animals are doing for us so that we can wake up to their teachings, that we can be more conscious, that we can have these sacred partnerships and receive the messages from these 5D consciousness beings and why they're in our lives. It's really incredible. Yeah. The book is all about that.
Mm-hmm. Look, there's always a story behind a story. I want to hear from you a little bit more. I mean, you're known in the world. You're a global pioneer on animal, sacred soul, relationships, connections. You are a healing practitioner, you know, sought after around the world, award-winning author, international educator. Your work is groundbreaking. You know, everything that I could remember about this when I was trying to understand my own life path of my vision quest. Let's just call it intervention with a few rattlesnakes. But here you are today. I would like to know from you, why this particular book? Why did this become important for you to bring forward? What is it you're seeing that needs to be healed, Tammy?
Oh, thank you for that question. And quite frankly, after my last book, I said, I'm not writing another book.
You know, I think you said that. I think I interviewed you on that, but I think I heard
yes.
that.
And I always say it. I'm like, it's a lot of work. And I'm not, no. And then it happens. You know, all of a sudden, I start meeting all of these, it came into my awareness with all these clients I work with around the globe, of these animals that have stepped up their game even more. Doesn't mean they're better, of course. They're just light workers on speed, where they have this wake of healing, of a healing presence, and are serving at a greater level. And I really felt, if I'm being honest, I really felt nudged by these animals that I'm working with to share their stories. And I really felt nudged by the animal kingdom, I mean, energetically, to really let people know what they're doing. And so that it's relatable also to their own animals so that they can then interpret what their animals are trying to tell them every single day. So it's to me, it was important because yeah. I wanted to write this book because it's a way that I can honor the animals that have changed me mm-hmm. for the better. Mm-hmm. In addition to all the other animals that have changed so many millions of people around the world for so long, thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah. I want to talk about this because I like, may I talk about the way the word, one of the words in the book, in the title of the book, Wayshower, right? Like Wayshower, S-H-O-W-E-R, Wayshower. And also just want to acknowledge Linda Starwolf, Dr. Linda Starwolf for, you know, the forward in the book, but just that word, Tammy, if you could, you know, knowing yeah. who you are and knowing everything you've written before, there's something about this particular book that talks about whether it be our ascension guides, whether it be our day-to-day interaction, whether it be their sacred purpose, all of this has a purpose in this book. And I want you to talk to that for a minute, because as I was reflecting upon that story, that was a little eerie for me. As I was talking about that horse story, I could see myself as that. I don't have very many childhood memories, but that's one I do. And I could see myself as this little child, this kid, and I had to be 5 years old. So clearly my dad bought them off to even get me on a horse and to get lessons. But I had my little outfit on with the beanie and the whole thing, right? And I was brought back to that moment. And now having read your book, I was really struck by out of all of the animals that I have been confronted with in my life that had messages, why the horse and why today? Because let's get to what an animal wayshower is, if we could.
Absolutely. Wayshower, I love the word wayshower. And I probably heard it the first time, maybe 25 years ago from a spiritual mentor who, you know, literally means a being that is showing us the way. These are the beings that are the gurus or the people we say, I like being around them, or I want to be like them when I grow up. I still have plenty of those in my life, or I want to be like others when I grow up. But they are really those beings that are holding more light and for those around them just by being them. And horses are great at this. Just by holding that vibration, everyone that comes into contact with them is immediately and profoundly changed. You yeah. know something's different. You there's this lightness, all of a sudden you feel better. Maybe you're crying, maybe you're laughing, maybe you're more grounded. Whatever it is, they have this ability that they're helping us with by just being who they are. And wayshowers, you know, to me, it's not like they have to, and yes, many of them are working with healers and they are in hospitals or they are, you know, there's so many service animals that are out there. They're wayshowers as well, but they can be a wayshower just by holding that vibration. And they walk in a room and they can sense everything yeah. that's going on in everyone in the room. And they know exactly what they need. And they're unattached to the outcome of those needs being accepted.
Yeah. You know, I was so looking forward to this conversation with you because, first of all, congratulations on your decision to write another book. And we're not even going to say, like, during this show, I'm not going to write another book. So let's not even say that, because what I was really struck by with the book is, you know, the associated deck of cards that would be great to have with the book here. And why is that? Because I think that you're pointing to something very important. And that is in our lives every day, day to day, like this morning for me, it was a very early morning. I had a meeting before this one. And I've often thought about, you know, where do I go for insight? Where do we go? Now, if you came to my house, okay, so look, 20 years doing this, 14 hours a week of interviews, you can do the math. But I always go to a book like this. Linda and I both go to it. We go to a message here. How is it that our connection with the animal world, the four-legged, or, you know, whatever that means to you, four-legged, two-legged, whatever they are, right? How do they bring us to understand 5D consciousness? because a lot of people are still wondering what 3D is. Some have moved to 4, but you're kicking it up a few notches here, Tammy. Go for it.
Did I tell you that my next project is a companion card deck to this book?
No, but they say I'm pretty intuitive.
Wow. I mean, the art's already finished. Wow. That's incredible. Okay. What was your question? I was so blown away.
Still on the cards, Let's stay with the cards for a minute because first of all, I read the books. So, right. Once I read the book, there's a part of this where we're not just talking about reading a book. We're talking about giving people tools that they can count on every day to help them build the bridge. And I do see that there is a bridge between whatever we're experiencing, this and any other dimension. I mean, Jean Houston told me many years ago, Pat, your best friend is not of this earth. It's your quantum partner, right? I had to go back a couple years later and ask her what she meant, but still, there has to be a deck with this. Why do I say that? Because this is the hands-on way for people every day to get a solution, and whether it's a deck or it's going to be an app, to really figure out on a day-to-day or a moment-to-moment basis, how do I get out of this stuckness? Who can help me, Tammy? How do I tap into this ancient, we're talking ancient energy connection? Isn't that what we're saying here, that people want to know, how do I do it? And of course you're doing a deck.
I was blown away. I'm like, how would she know that? So these animals, I mean, back to your question about how are they bringing in 5D consciousness and how are they showing up for us in that way? They're doing it by modeling a way of being for us, a way of holding more light. We always want to be around those who we feel like it looks like they have an easier go of things. They're not judging. They're accepting. They're forgiving. They're living in a more connected state. They're exuding more love. And these animals are modeling that for us. And they're going to be helping us heal. They're going to be absorbing our stuff for us until we wake up. Yeah, they absolutely will.
Look, in the book, you talk about this. I love that you say all beings have 3D, 4D, 5D experiences. And I think you say something like on any given day. But there is a goal. There is an end game. And I think it's part of what the book and the upcoming deck is going to be about, is to be able to live consciously by making 5D choices. People listening are probably asking, what does she mean by that? Let's talk about that. And the reason that it's so important, I think, Tammy, is because we're living in a world with so much data. People, they don't even wait to hear your sentence, right, before having a reaction and response. But what you're tapping into is the goal to make our choices in 5D the new normal. I think those are your words. Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there are lots of practices that that you can do on any given day to really encourage a more 5D lifestyle. And we know a lot of them, but we have this self-sabotage thing that happens. So which prevents us from having a deeper level of self-love. When we've got that, then it's easier to implement, our meditation practice. Having time in nature, leaning into the spiritual support that's around us, building your observer muscle. Gosh, that's like such a big one, isn't it?
It's gigantic. And okay, you mentioned it. Let's talk about it, because triggers, connection with animals. And this observer button is so important so that we can handle the dynamic nature of what the energy is in the environment, between two people, between you and a thing, between an act. There's just a lot. And there are many people that would like to think that we've come out of the past 3 years unscathed, but we haven't. Some people are still processing whatever that means to them. And yet there's an edge that we need to use something other than the 3D version of solution. Einstein said it. He said it. You can't solve it at that problem. Okay, you can't solve the problem at that level. You got the problem at that level, but you got to find it somewhere else. Isn't that what this book is really about?
Yes, of getting to that higher perspective, of pulling back your energy, of watching your own reaction or potential reaction, which probably, you know, hasn't resulted in what you wanted to ever have happen anyway, right? It's like our go-to is, oh, I'll just say this. I've got to speak my mind. How will they know? They need to learn, blah, 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 you know, all these things. But it's like when you can pull back that energy and get to that higher perspective, then even your animal behaviors that you think, what are they doing? And they never listen to me. All of a sudden you're seeing the message and then their behavior will stop on a dime.
Yeah.
And it's the same for people.
Yeah. Look, let's talk about the bridge for a minute before we go to break. I want to talk about the bridge because there is a bridge that I think each and every one of us is on and we don't know we're on it. I think you call it the fourth dimension. I think you call it, I think maybe you reference it. What do you say? Unavoidable. It's the unavoidable. The 4D is, so I can't go. Who doesn't want to go from 3D to 5D? So it's this unavoidable, but yet it's happening all around us. Now, I alluded to something, and I'd love for you to talk about it when we come back from break. I alluded to the fact that I did have this early childhood experience, and I've had others, but I didn't really have the kind of awakening we're talking about until 1997, in the most unusual of circumstances, a vision quest that my boss told me to go on. Not to become spiritually awake, but to literally steal this woman's approach. Now, my boss didn't know me, and it changed my life. When we come back, I want to talk about how everyday experiences, everyday circumstances, whether it's the robin that you just had a conversation with outside your door, or a conversation you may have had with God today, you know, to be able to put the fear and anxiety aside. Before we go to break, though, how do people get a copy of this amazing book and how do they find out more about you?
Oh, thank you for asking that. Go to tammybillips.com and you'll see all the different ways that you can purchase the book. There's whatever, all the major websites and whatnot. So that's kind of a one-stop shop.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the bridge. And here's what I want to say to all of you. You may not think you're on it. Or you may not think you have an experience, or you may think you're going to have to come back in another lifetime. When we come back, what you're going to hear from Tammy is this unavoidable bridge that you're on. You may already be well across the other side. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, everyone.
You can't just fix yourself on the outside and expect the inside to follow. Whether you're 5 or 85, healthy living can begin whenever you decide you want a better life. Tune into Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn about implementing a daily routine and finding a balance to improve your life. Learn to live agelessly. Go to BarbaraScheidegger.com. That's Barbara, S-C-H-E-I-D-E-G-G-E-R.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
It's time to tap into your divine self through angelic guidance. Join your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts in The Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can, airing every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn from four of the best angel empowerment practitioners in the field. Together, they will share experiential teachings and offer live, on-air professional angel card readings and much more. For more information, visit CindySmithAEP.com.
You are made for more. I'm Coach Lisa, and I'm here to help you achieve ultimate life satisfaction. Your life matters to the world. Reimagine your future with an individualized life by design approach with my free ebook, The 5 C's of Coaching: Commitment, Clarity, Coachable, Creative, and Change. Find the transformation you're looking for. Go to lisabeltz.com. That's L-Y-S-A-B-E-L-T-Z.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. So great to have you join us on the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, you can just go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or the Transformation Network. But today, it's all about animal way showers. And my very special guest, the author of this book, co-author of this book, of course, it always takes a village to write a book like this, is Tammy Billups. Tammy, before we take our caller, please let us know from your perspective, how do we work with you? How do we get this book? You have other books, all of the above.
Well, you can go to TammyBillups.com. I have master classes based on the contents of each of my books, which might be a good place to start. And you can see all of my services there. I'm also on mainly Instagram and Facebook on Tammy Billups Healer.
I love this. We're going to get to this next point through our caller, I bet. And it's one of the things you say, something about like in 5D consciousness, it is to strive to maintain that 5D frequency, right? Our own vibration of that. And to be able to do this, right? To connect with, whether it be soul connection, whether it be to listen without judgment, it's a way to just hear that which is already in front of us, but we may be blocking out, right? I call that crust. Benny, let's go to the phones and take our caller if we could.
Yeah, we'll take Pat calling in from Connecticut. Hi, Pat. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Yeah. Hi, Pat. Welcome to the show. How can we help you today?
Thank you so much. I'm probably going to start crying. This is the issue for me, animals. I've rescued hounds for 30 years. Rescuing means they come compromised with sometimes horrible stories. Mine have. I watch only one rescue on Facebook because I'm just so impressed with them. And I want to rescue every single one. I have a dream of maybe someday having it. I'm just going to ramble. May I ramble a bit?
Of course. Go right ahead. I do it all the time.
Thank you. I dream. I'm at the point now. I've been single for 30 years. I'm ready for a partner. But one of the criteria is that he's rich enough to have acres of land that I can, take animals in, abuse, and so on. And I'm serious, and I can cry over this. My last dog was abused so horribly that our world became tiny. I was told by the top dog trainer he's not worth it. I kept him, and, he's got the biggest heart underneath all that fear. And he's 14, and so I'm sad about that. It's not going to be too long. I was told by a psychic years ago that the animals are on the horizon saying goodbye with extinction and so on. I'd love to ask about my dog, but I think a bigger question is I have such concern since I'm looking at this Facebook page all the time of the horrible things that animals find themselves in, and 50% or more is created by man. With horrific things. I worry, I just don't see this getting any better. Mm. And I try to tell myself, and I've been told this, and I'm going to cry, that the animals understand and that they give their lives for this so we can learn.
And Pat, thank you. Pat, thank you so much. It's horrific. I want to hear what Tammy has to say, because I too believe that we are here to learn. And you know, at such sacrifice that they have for that learning. Tammy, what do you think?
Pat, my heart goes out to you. For I'm a fellow sensitive one, and it's very difficult to see or even imagine that any animal is experiencing any suffering whatsoever. And so I want to bring you to the higher perspective, and I want to be able to help you pull out of relating and imagining, you know, and connecting with the animals and their abuse. And I want to help you get to that place of saying, why would an animal choose to have that experience? Because on some level, we do choose our experiences for our own spiritual evolution and growth, which I know can be difficult to think of when we think of what these animals endure for us. But they're trying to help people wake up to what's going on, help raise their awareness so that there are more people that are rallying around them. And quite frankly, some of these animals that are so, so brave to choose to have these types of experiences at a soul level, of course, are trying at some level to help the people that rally around them or that they call in to maybe have just an inkling of empathy that they didn't before, or wake them up to a new way of being or raise awareness around a particular topic. I mean, it can really be a full gamut. There's so many different levels to these types of experiences for us as well. I mean, humans, I mean, we have these awful traumatic experiences as well that we're hoping to learn and grow from. And animals are doing the same thing. And so when you see that happening, try as much as possible to detach. And that doesn't mean don't love them. That doesn't mean don't care. But try as much as possible to say, okay, let me hold a higher vibration so that this can change. And then go within, move out the healing and the tears that it is triggered for you. And then say, what can I do globally? Or what can I do? And maybe that's just meaning raise your own vibration around it and allow the old healing that is triggering within you and the pain to release. That's going to help us all when you do that. So as much as possible, love yourself through those reactions and know that there is a higher divine plan in every situation.
Yeah. And Pat, one of the things that Tammy writes in her book, I think she says something like the admiration for domestic animals, you know, frequently brings her to tears, right? And then there's a quote in here, and I'll just read it to you. It says, animals are beacons of universal light that have chosen to become domesticated for a reason. And that reason is us.
Okay, Miss, can you still hear me?
Yes, yes, Pat.
Okay, so I have had a horrific life. And it's all, okay, so I chose it. But I'm at the point at almost 70. How much more? This has broken me. I've finally come back again one more time, but I actually saw my light going out. Okay, I'm a human being that can logically look at all this and work on it and seek help here and there and everywhere and guidance. The animals can't, and I see them that are broken. I see them that are broken. And it's just, you know, I do what you say, but if you allow yourself to be conscious, it's just so huge. And I don't see that we're getting better.
Well, I want to tell you, let me comment on that. We are getting better. And I'll tell you how. And this is so important if you're going to take on this role in your life and your soul path. And Tammy will jump in. If you're Tammy, you're seeing this too. But you have to be able, all of us have to be able to create what I call a healthy bubble. And the healthy bubble comes when you realize you're not the only one doing it. I have friends and colleagues at PETA. And if you knew what PETA, right? People, Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, P-E-T-A. If you knew what those people are doing, and believe me, nobody gave those people 5 minutes to be in existence, right? They just thought, you people are crazy. Nobody cares. They have more active and alive now, and they have done more to help our animal friends. And it's not just them. So one Facebook group, there are thousands of them. People are rising up. They're rising up. So you're not taking this journey alone. But I'm going to read this to you again. They're beacons of universal light that have chosen to become domesticated for a reason, and that reason is us. And so we here, as human beings, we here are calling in the message and are calling in the lesson, because that's what this book is about. You know, it is painful. It is gut-wrenching. There's nothing quite like it, you know, that's especially right. If you're like the three of us here and so many people listening to the show. There's nothing more gut-wrenching. And many of us have literally gone on other people's property and knocked at the door and been confronted with guns, you know, only to completely ignore the guns and say, I don't care, you got a gun, I'm cutting that dog loose. But that's just our path. That's not your path, and it's certainly not mine. But here's what you can do. If you read this book, what you're going to find is there's a higher calling for you. I'm not saying it's going to diminish the way you feel.
I understand.
But you're not alone. There is a movement afoot around this that goes so far beyond what we're talking about. Tammy, what would you say to that?
I'd say keep believing in yourself and keep reaching for the higher place. And it's not easy. It's really not easy. And I'm sorry that you've been through so much. And that's why you're relating so much to these animals that have. Because you're seeing yourself in them. And so so they're mirroring that. So you want to honor them by reaching for that higher place. Yeah.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you so much for calling in.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
But one dog I rescued was number one state of abuse for animals. And even at that, this dog ended up on the news. I rescued him. Most incredible dog. What he said to a psychic was so incredible. But my last dog, the one I have now, an article was written about him in a magazine. And if anyone's listening that can help me, I'm beginning to get strong enough that I want to use my art to donate to help the cause. That's one thing I can do.
Call PETA.
Oh, God, I'm afraid to expose myself to PETA. I don't think I can take that. I do animal portraits.
Look, you'll find a way. The fact that you're mentioning it here, here's what I know about the law of manifestation. It's already done. It's already done. You're already an advocate. It's already done. Social media provides such an incredible platform if you ever really want to share your art, right? But please do this. One step at a time. One step at a time. You're an advocate. One step at a time. But in all events, we have to take care of us so that we can take care of others. Thank you, Pat. Thank you for calling in. Thank you. Wow. Benny, let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the advocates. We're going to talk about what it means in the book when Tammy talks about the explosion of grief and what happens with that. What does that mean? There's so many things in this book for all of us to relate to. You know, how we do move from 3D to 5D. How can you do it with the energy of gratitude? How do you do it with the energy of advocacy? And then, what is the sacred partnership that you can form that will never let you down? Benny, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Be the creator of your own healthy life with the most unbeatable connected weight loss experience through Impact Remote Academy. You will get a customized 6-month program that is fat loss focused with simple to follow step-by-step instructions, Zoom coach support, and access to the Academy website tools and community. Because weight loss is hard and you deserve the best support. Look no further. Everything you need for weight loss success is accessible through Impact Remote Academy kit and support. This is your healthy journey to permanent weight loss, and we're going to give you the keys to unlock your inner power and optimal health through clean eating and self-love. The No More Rules gal, Steph Yost and Camille Barreto, are here to help you recognize self-sabotaging patterns and develop healthy lifestyle habits. Explore yourimpactwellness.com for all the details. That's yourimpactwellness.com, and remember to live your life with impact.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Are you looking for a way to break old habits that are holding you back from reaching your true potential and living the life you deserve? Well, look no further than Dr. Loretta Billups. She is a clinician and a relationship and mental health coach that will assist you with reaching your purpose. She will hold you accountable so that your desires are now a reality. Connect with Dr. B at cultivatingyourlife.com and find your path today. That's cultivatingyourlife.com.
Tune into the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit lifestrategymentor.com. That's lifestrategymentor.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have you tune us in and turn us on. Tammy, thank you for this beautiful book. Thank you for powerful book is what I should say, because it really does invite us to step into a plane that is essential for us to get to. It is really essential for us to get, you know, get moving along that bridge, you know, get to the place where consciousness and the words consciousness, we don't even have to say them anymore. You know, we live our lives from a different place. But it does have to do with change and transformation. I want to talk about that now. Before we talk about this, in the quote that I'm going to read by Maya Angelou, it says, we delight in the beauty of the butterfly, but we rarely admit the changes it has gone through to achieve that beauty. Before we talk about that and talk about what it really means to get to 5D, again, mention your website and how people can get the book.
They can go to TammyBillups.com and it's on all major book websites.
Okay. Coming off of the heels of our call from Pat. Thank you, Pat, so much. There's this section of the book that talks about compassion and forgiveness as high vibrational pinnacle teachings, I think you call them. I know for myself they are. I never thought they'd be the bridge to 5D. Can you tell us about that? Because if we can master those two, right, compassion and forgiveness, oh my goodness, what?
We'd have it all. Yeah, I mean, that bridge that you're talking about, that place where all of a sudden we wake up and we start seeing things differently than just the duality of what's going on within us and what we're focused on outside of us. Because whatever we're focused on is reality for us in that moment. And so when we can start to find, and boy, animals have got these nailed down, don't they? Compassion and forgiveness. Yeah. Whenever we can, and of course, all forgiveness and compassion and acceptance and love, where does it start? It starts with ourselves. Yeah. Because if we're seeking that externally from others, we're never going to see it if we aren't giving it to ourselves.
So yeah.
Able to find and reach for that place of self-compassion, or we can say, oh, man, you've been through it. You know, give yourself a break and catch yourself in those thoughts that are just, we can be so freaking hard on ourselves. I mean, it's crazy how brutal we are to ourselves. Some of us anyway, I'll speak for myself in our thoughts.
Oh, I'm right there with you. I'm right there. I'm right there.
Yeah. When we can catch it, you know, we catch it and go, stop. No. And find that compassion for ourselves. Then it's so much easier to do what the animals are teaching us. And to find that compassion with others. And those are the types of things we do that start all of a sudden, you know, where our stuff starts kind of melting away and we start transforming and we start giving ourselves permission to show up with more light and to help others. And that's really in 5D, that's we're doing that all the time automatically, organically. It's just flowing. But in 4D, we're healing our stuff. We're really looking under the hood and we're believing and knowing that there is a path to 5D. That we can see it. We can see it. It's sparkling out there and we get little glimpses of it.
Yeah. I mean, there's also, you know, in the book, there's a quote from Ram Dass. And I don't remember. I interviewed Ram a lot of years ago. But I remember him talking about it. And I remember, you know, when he was talking about it, how totally unaware of like what he was even saying. I was like, okay, this guy cannot be for real. Now, fast forward to where we are today, when he talks about unconditional love, and he says, unconditional love really exists within each of us. It's part of our deep inner being. And it's not so much an act of emotion as a state of being. I love that. And I love that quote, because that is got to be the go-to. That's, I wish, maybe I'll invent this, a UV light to eradicate anything that gets in our way from unconditional love, like a special spiritual UV light, right? Can you see it now? Can you see this UV?
Yeah, I'll take 12.
Because it is the pathway to freedom. I mean, we don't talk about this enough. And I think in your book, you do. There is a pathway to freedom. And what if it was unconditional love, Tim?
Yeah. And it's so underrated and we don't think about it. But I mean, when we can really love ourselves unconditionally, then it's just so much easier to show up as our truest selves, which is what 5D is about. It's just taking off all of that resistance and all of, you know, all of the blockage and the patterns that are wounding, and we're releasing that and we're just our truest beautiful selves. And it's just easy. Can it be that easy? Can we believe in that? And we see glimpses of that every time we, you know, we laugh uncontrollably, or we feel a gratitude from our heart where we're just teared up of knowing that we're just a conduit for whatever is coming through us in that moment to help others. And it's nothing about us at all. We're just allowing it to work through us to be part of a bigger plan and unearth a new time.
I love the story about Maverick and Elaine in the book. I love this story. And I was reading it and I was thinking to myself, see, if you live in the world of anything's possible, then you have your own Maverick and Elaine story to talk about. You know, a Maverick and Elaine, it's the story of the horse, right? And it's in the book. And it talks about what the possibilities are. But when two souls are connected in such a way that, you know, that they are no longer two souls, that they are with each other as one. That is such a place, a pure place, when I think about the energetic connection of that. Yet it's still harmonious in all the very ways that dissonance may show up. It's still harmonious. And I think that's what we're talking about here. You know, when we have that state of being, even for those that have harmed us, right?
Yes.
Even though, especially.
Yes.
Right? Isn't that the message, you know, that we get biblically and in other spiritual practices? I mean, isn't that Jesus's final message?
Yeah.
Why is it so dang hard?
Oh, you know, it gets easier the more we go, you know, and the more we realize that we'll get through this next, you know, roll of the roller coaster, you know, that it won't be too much for us. You know, when something else comes up, it's like, oh, we can just look at it and say, oh, look, there it is.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
You know, and let's move through this. We'll get through this one too. We've been through a lot of other times, and it, you know, being in a body isn't easy. I mean, we know that. We know it's not easy, but when we reach for those 5D practices and habits and rituals, and we make an intention every day, and I do say it every day, of God help me make 5D choices today, then it can get easier, even in the pain.
Yeah. Look, I want to thank you for today. There's so much more. I didn't get to talk about the Miracle Wolf, Star Wolf, and the Vision Wolf. I didn't get to talk about that because, you know, I get asked all the time, we don't understand how Wolf as a totem came to you. There's nothing in your history. You're a girl from the Bronx. You don't know anything about wolves. Mm-hmm. Why does that show up for you so much? What is it that, you know, why do you have so many pictures in your home about things like that? And I love people asking me the why question. And my answer is, well, just because. But
theirs is a great story too. I hope people read that story of the
it's
wolves,
a great
the Vision
story.
Wolf and the Star Wolf.
It's a
amazing.
Great story. Thank you for today. Thank you for writing this. Tammy, again, how do we get a copy of the book? And I would love to know your personal message. Thank you for really shining a light on really what the next energetic, I call it an energetic facelift is for our soul.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
oh,
you for
you're
doing
welcome.
That so much. Please give out the website. And what's your personal message?
So my website's tammybillips.com. And I just want to say that I want everyone to take a deep breath and just really breathe in that beautiful love from the animal kingdom directly into their heart, into their soul, and believe that there can be a path, that there is a way to allow in their teachings and emulate them such that you can honor their soul missions and allow more love in your heart. And then when you do that, then you reveal more of your inner way shower and you're able to serve others at a greater level. And thank you, Dr. Pat. This is lovely. I so appreciate you.
Thank you. And again, books available everywhere, and you're available almost everywhere, right?
Hey, with online, absolutely.
Tammy, thank you so much. And for those of you out there, there's more in the book we didn't get to today, but it really is this message for all of us. And so much we can learn from our animal friends. There's so much we can learn. I mean, you can see it in their eyes. You can see it so strongly. You can feel the energy. But the minute you walk through the portal of unconditional love, you are forever changed. And whether that be about something specific in your life or your life in general, whether you're able to move beyond everything else that has happened to you up to this point, or maybe one thing, the point is this today, as you move forward in all of this, as Tammy said, and she says in her book, is you are on that 4D bridge. And you are feeling a sign of freedom and release that you've no longer, that you've never had before. And know when you tap into that, it is that connection to that place of love in your heart that you were born with. The rest of it, it's just trust. Thank you for tuning us in and turning us on. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.